The early winter ice on some of Ketchikan's roads is getting more attention this year. That's because the State Transportation Department has added a swing shift staffer. Ketchikan Station Foreman Lauren Starr says that person will work on evening road problems.
We get most of our black ice occurring around 4 to 4:30 in the afternoon when it's getting dark. But our swing shift now, he comes in at 3:30 in the afternoon when the rest of us leave. And then our graveyard shift, he comes in at 4 in the morning and then stays until he goes home at 11:30 or unless I need him more.
He says black ice, which is particularly hard to see, was on some roads over the weekend. Starr says he's working with state troopers to get an early start on slippery conditions.
Usually they call us after the fact, after there's already been an accident because of black ice, so hopefully this is going to get us out there before the accident occurs, which will be a big plus to help save somebody from getting in a wreck.
Borough Public Works Director Ed Schofield says this first full freeze-up usually needs more attention.
From past experience, the first snowfall that you have like this seems to stick the tightest because we don't have any brine on the ground yet. So it's always, this first snow is always a little bit contentious.
The borough doesn't plow or de-ice roads itself. Its service areas contract out the work.
Usually takes 45 minutes or so to get the salt to start working, so that's what they strive to do is get out there, spread it on, then come back and start pushing the snow off after it's broke up.
As of Monday evening, state troopers and city police reported no major accidents. Local garages were busy as residents had snow tires installed. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting.